And it's KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. It's 9 a.m. on Friday morning, which means it's time for Open Mic Radio. Let's get it going with one from my guest this morning. This is Justin Hickerson. All right. Welcome to the program, everyone. It is Open Mic Radio, Friday, the 23rd of April, 2021. high up here in the Dalton Building, lovely downtown Columbia, Missouri. I'm sure glad to be back in the studio and live on the air again. First time in many moons, for me at least, to be back here doing open mic radio on Friday mornings. I'm thrilled to be back, and I hope you're having a nice Friday morning and feeling good out there. Hopefully the weather's going to start to cooperate a little bit better. It's been a little nasty for a few days, but spring's definitely upon us here. And looking forward to doing some radio this morning. My friend Justin Hickerson is in the studio with me. We finally got the go-ahead where we can have one person in the studio with us now. I guess I should turn your microphone on. There you go, Justin.
Oh, good morning, Columbia.
Hey, how are you, my friend?
Very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Feeling good being back here. I want to say before I get too busy here that it has been a long time since I've been here doing this program. I made a couple of weak attempts in 2020 after the pandemic thing sort of got to its teeth really dug into us. And it turns out that, you know, this program, for me at least, is about having somebody here in the studio with me doing it live, whether it's just chatting or whether we have music, which is usually the case. That's the way that I just sort of have to do this show. And so if you're wondering why I was gone for most of last year and up until now this year, it's just because all the things that I tried, Zoom and other types of remote types of broadcasting for live music, it just didn't hold it for me. So I apologize if it didn't work for you either.
So yeah, I think it's been a little bit of any type of broadcast or entertainment industry was really left to, I mean, for lack of a better term, improvise.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, for a number of different things, and some things took and some things really didn't, you know. I know some people were doing shows, like music shows. They would try the live streaming thing with mixed results. Mm-hmm. But I know you and I tried a Zoom meeting and a couple different things. And, I mean, unfortunately, that doesn't really translate on the radio.
It's hard.
If someone can't observe this visual meeting that's happening.
Well, I also want to say thanks to the people that kept this place, operational and on the air for the last year and a couple months, I guess. Mikkel, our new general manager here, Tim Pilcher, just an absolute hero. All the ladies and gentlemen on the board of directors here at KOPN and everybody else, whether you're a programmer or whether you're someone just helps around up here in the station, it was just a Herculean effort, and I sure appreciate all the work that everybody did to keep this station up and running. Maybe the most difficult period in our nearly 50-year history at KOPN. I'd have to.
It would certainly be a singular experience.
Yeah,
nothing quite like that.
Yeah, it's been something else. So anyway, thanks to everyone who's made that happen, and that includes the listeners out there who have supported KOPN with your continued listening and also with donations to keep the station operational. And that's how we do it here. And if there's ever a reason to support KOPN and to appreciate what we have here, it's the people that have kept this station running for the last 13, 14 months. I mean, it really, really some amazing effort, and my hat's off to them all.
If I can jump on that one too, as
please.
Well, if there is anybody who is like on the fence about making donations or things like that, typically, me personally, in years prior, when you guys would do your pledge drives, I'd make a pledge of some type. But this year, I actually, instead of making one larger one, I'm actually spanned out to
a couple bucks a month or whatever it might be. Maybe.
I mean, more than like $1 or $2.
Yeah,
but like a smaller monthly donation.
That's what I do too.
Well, it makes me feel good, but it also makes me feel like I'm helping a radio station that I listen to anytime I'm in my vehicle or at home if I turn the radio on as well. So
yeah,
well, if you're on the fence, let me just give you that little push.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we can always use more support here. And I do the once a month thing. Every month. I guess it's I don't know. I guess I have about $10 taken out every month from my automatic withdrawal from my account. And you know, it's good for the station too, because the pledge drives are great, and it's a larger sum of money in a smaller period of time. But it is nice to have regular cash flow, and so people that do the monthly, the smaller chunks, a little bit every month, that helps the station out as well. It all helps. And anyway, not a pledge drive week, but we appreciate it anyway. So,
yeah, sorry.
No. I mean it. I'm so glad the station is still here, and I want to thank the people that do it. And since we're talking about it, let's encourage other people to do it as well, because everyone who is a member of KOPN at some point wasn't, and something happened, that pushed them over and said, okay, rather than just keep listening, I actually am going to put a little skin in the game here and throw a little money their way. So yeah, maybe we'll generate a little cash this morning. So anyway, now musicians, I'm so thrilled that my friend Justin Hickerson is here in the studio with me. Justin is a very skilled and talented singer and a songwriter and a drummer and a guitarist and a banjo player. And in fact, that last song that we just heard was him on all of the instruments. He has a record that I tracked down on Bandcamp. I'm sure it wasn't that hard. But anyway, that song was called Scared. And Justin played all the tracks and all the instruments on that particular recording. Maybe we can talk a little bit about what you've been doing for the last year or so. I know you're always working hard, but
sure.
A lot of my musician friends, I think, have been quite busy making music as well during this period of time, and I think we're going to see some great stuff in the next little while here.
I think so as well. For me personally, when the lockdown and the reality started setting in that shows were not going to be a thing, at least like they had been in the previous year, which I was playing every week, sometimes multiple times. That previous winter, before all that had set in, I'd kind of already taken, I didn't call it a quarantine, but I had done a lot of intentional, staying at home, and I was living alone for the first time ever, and I was really trying to dig into, what I enjoy, and really the kind of forced quarantine after that. For me, it was more just like, okay, just really sitting in, and where I had been working on some personal projects or back burner things that I had been wanting to practice and get more fluid on guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I realized that I had an opportunity, in the wake of such a negative experience, that I did have an opportunity to really slow roll and slow cook some, I didn't feel, for the first time in a long time, really any pressure to get anything even done. You could just work for with no end in sight.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's great to be able to do something like that in a situation where things aren't the best, and in a pandemic where you're stuck inside for the most part. It's really hard for a lot of people to actually turn that around and do something positive with it. So that's great that you were able to do that, and hopefully other people as well. In fact, many people, I'm sure, did pick up new hobbies and old ones that they'd forgotten about, and all that stuff. You sort of had to. So
yeah, and not to say I had a peachy keen time. I think probably most folks could share in the experience that I did go through. I mean, probably the majority of last summer and on into the later part of the fall, I could wake up in the morning and I could acknowledge, it was like, I'm depressed, doing things to kind of ease that and soothe it, but it was like, I'm depressed, and I can pretty much definitively say why, and there's nothing I can do to fix it, but there are things I can do to harness it, if you will, kind of take the reins of it, and instead of surrendering to depression, just kind of
try to ride it.
Riding it, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
At least well, you, staying on top.
You are so not alone in that, I'm sure. I can agree with you personally, and I know that there are so many people, not just in our the range of our voices here, although we are broadcasting all around the planet here on KOPN, on the That's web, right. streaming at KOPN.org.
We are world famous KOPN.
I'm going to go to my listener map, actually, and see. Oh, actually, there are quite a few people listening. Hello to everyone out there. Appreciate y'all joining us this morning. And, yeah, it's great to be back on the air and great to be back live here in the studio. It's Mike, and it's Open Mic Radio. We do this every Monday. No, we don't. That's Radio Orbit. We do this every Friday.
Every Friday.
Yeah, from 9 to 10, just an hour. And there's some talk about perhaps changing the time slot for this program and maybe lengthening it a little bit. I'd like to be able to do 2 hours at a time that was a little bit more civilized for most musicians.
Yeah.
And then we would have time to kind of do a full set, you know what I mean, along with some chat in between. So anyway, that's sort of a long-term goal, but anyway, one thing at a time. I'm sure glad to be back here on Friday mornings. We do it every Friday from 9 o'clock until 10, and yeah, my name is Mike Hagan. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad you're listening this morning, whether it's over the traditional airwaves here at 89.5 FM or streaming on the web at kopn.org. Hello and welcome. I wish you all well. And stick around, 10 o'clock, Diana Moxon. And speaking of the arts, speaking of someone who has done a remarkable job with radio in the middle of this pandemic, because, you know, we were all, we couldn't even come down here for a long time at all.
Mm-hmm.
And all the programs were being produced at home or at work or wherever people could do it.
So it was all of them, not just shows that frequently had guests.
Yeah, no, it was pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. So people would record it, you know, put it into MP3 or whatever, and then upload it. And then Tim Pilcher and anybody who might have been helping him would organize all that stuff, upload it all into an automated program that we didn't even have prior to... we didn't even have... very, very little automation prior to March of last year. But anyway, Tim got this thing up and running. And now, for example, when I came in here, I got in here at about 8:30 this morning, and everything had been rolling on auto since about 2 o'clock in the morning. The last guy left here, who was it? Mark was here at 2 o'clock. He may have went till 5. I'm not sure, but the at any rate, we have the ability to go auto now, and a lot of people.
Did you come in and it was just going, girl, you know, it's girl, you know, it's girl, you know.
We have had a few bumps in the road along the way, I must say. Although it's been remarkably smooth, actually, considering the changes that have taken place here. So anyway, kudos again to the people that pulled that off.
Yeah.
And Diana, she's a real pro, and she likes things real. She likes to be a pro.
Yeah.
And she has built out a home studio or whatever, and her radio programs that she's been producing at home and then delivering, you know, via digital waves.
I've heard her show in the mornings, and I would have never guessed.
Yeah, she does. She does a great job, and I think it's a program that's at the level where it could be syndicated, et cetera. You know, it's that good. So anyway, a lot of other people doing cool things as well during this pandemic with regard to radio. We had to get creative, and I appreciate the other programmers that did so. I really didn't do much. I was one of the people that didn't really adapt very well with regard to radio, at least. I adapted pretty well with the other stuff, but with regard to radio, I didn't really do much. I just kind of checked out for a while. Although Radio Orbit's back on the air now, it has been for a couple months, which I'm thrilled about. And now, Open Mic Radio, Friday morning. I love it.
Here we are.
You got your guitar with you?
I do.
Why don't you kind of get something going there, and I'll let people know once again they're listening to Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. The phone number here, 573-443-8255. If you want to call and say hi, or if you just want to... tell me something that's going on. It's Friday. Maybe you got something going on this weekend. Maybe it's a PSA for something that's happening that you'd like to share. Anyway, 573-443-8255. And you can check us out, all right?
Are we going to try this with one mic?
No, I want you to drop that green one down toward your guitar. And then the yellow one I'm going to have you bring toward you for vocals. You can back that off a little bit. And then take that yellow one and bring it a little closer for vocals. Normally I'd be over there doing it for you, but you're close enough friend. I don't have to go over and do much for you. I'll just let you. No, that one I want a little bit that way, and then this I want you to sing into the yellow one.
Okay. You want me to keep this?
Yeah, leave that one right there because I'm going to use that kind of ambient like that, and then the yellow one will be for your vocals, and then I got all right. Now we're talking, Bubba.
And this cover is fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. All right, good. So for the first time in some time, I'll give Justin a minute to make sure he's in tune and everything, but we're going to have some live music here in the studio with me, Justin Hickerson. He has is that a new record, New Day Rising?
That I recorded that in 2000, in the summer between 2000, sorry, the winter between 2015 and 2016.
Uh-huh.
And had intended to have physical copies of it printed, but that just really never came to fruition. So for the last several years, I've just been sitting on an unreleased body of work. And at some point last year during the pandemic, I felt like there was no better time to drop a forgotten body of music than now, you know?
So. Hey, Diana says hi, by the way, Justin.
Oh, hi, Diana.
And so does Dave Dernley, and so does Bill, and so does Ashley, and so does Mallory, and so does Memphis Chris. Okay, we got lots of people saying hi.
Well, hi, everybody.
And
Dave.
Hey, Tom O'Connor. Hi, Tom. Hope things are going well for everyone out there. We're sure glad to be back here and chatting with y'all. All right, it's KOPN and it's Open Mic Radio, and Justin Hickerson's going to play a little music for us here. What do you got, Jess?
This is a song called My Old Neighborhood.
I love it. All right, back in a few minutes. Here we go.
Days of losing sleep and time over past crimes, and gone days when I would take a leisurely cut at the center of town and mingle around in my old neighborhood. Well, I could skip not one but two stoplights and waste all that save time every chance I could. I used to drive by my old house and right by your front door. You used to have me in from time to time to mingle and unwind. Help mind your chores. But now the mood's all heavy and the roads run slick and the air's gone thick. It's really making me sick, so I don't go no more. Now when I go home, I take the long, 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 long way and sit at the stoplight and wait. Sit at the next slide and wait. I took the long, long way to come home and miss you again. It's been a long, hard day to come home and miss you again. I come a long, long way to just come home and miss you again. I took the long, come and miss you again.
All right.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Typically, I don't like to apologize for performance, but I am coming off of two pretty profound finger injuries on my middle and index
on your left hand, yeah.
One of which resulted in, and I'm still healing from, the complete and total removal of my guitar callus. Like, for people who aren't familiar with playing guitar, guitar players develop some pretty important calluses on the tips of their fingers, and one of those fingers got slammed with a hammer on accident.
Oh.
Resulted in a blood blister that eventually was... Took the whole callus off, so I've kind of been having to...
Rebuild it.
Well, and my... It doesn't feel the same. Like, I'm kind of having to... look down at the fretboard a lot, which I'm not used to doing anymore.
Right.
But it's all right.
All right, well.
The other injury involved, without being too graphic, a wood screw getting drilled into that same finger.
Jeez.
So deep that I had to actually put the drill in reverse to back it back.
Oh, out, so. Dude, you're killing me. All right. Well, let's talk about something else other than Justin's finger injuries. God.
Sitting there and those happened in pretty rapid succession, too. I was like, man, if I keep screwing up my fingers, I'm not going to be able to do anything. I got to watch it.
You're playing left-handed. All right. So with regard to writing over the last year or so, I know that you've done some. I mean, what have you been? And I know you've been working on your guitar playing a lot. Hey, that first song we played was called "Scared,"
yeah,
which I love. And also, I mentioned briefly that you played all of the instruments on that song, and probably on that whole record.
I had in one song on that record. Guy from here in town named Matthew Dolan. He used to play bass in a band called Cantaloper that doesn't really play anymore, but he came over and he played accordion. It's just some background kind of drone accordion on one track. And
right.
Then my then girlfriend, her name was Maggie Ketchy, and she sang backup.
What's her name now?
Darla? I don't know. Sorry. I've just been calling my cat Maggie, so it's all the same.
All right, but I didn't know you played the banjo.
I typically don't. I had borrowed a banjo from a friend, and it was at my house at the time I was working on this record. So I basically learned to play it to put it on those songs.
I'll be damned. You guys are something else. So,
and the banjo's fun. I thought it would be a lot easier to pick up. It's like, I already know how to play the guitar. It's a lot more pinky work than the guitar requires. It's interesting.
And there's an interesting picking pattern some cool picking patterns that people use.
With that high E string up at the tip top.
Because
at that time I only knew a handful, not even a handful, like two or three picking patterns. Period. And trying to adapt those onto the banjo, it didn't sound like a banjo. those picking patterns, just based on the way the intervals between strings were, it wasn't a banjo picking pattern. It wasn't made to play on those string, those frequency differences. So
interesting.
Yeah, it was
anyway,
fun though.
I like it. What's happening with the bands?
Well, the Ridge Runners are, dormant at the moment with Tim Carey being moved out of the area. But we did, in the midst of the pandemic, release an album that we had recorded, kind of the same deal. We started recording that probably in 2017 or 2018. And we're done recording, and we're just kind of slow rolling the final touches with it. We finally all agreed to, a track list and everything, and we released that. I imagine that we will do more shows, but not nearly in the
like you used to
in the volume that we did.
Okay.
The Scrappers have not practiced once.
I saw Paul on the news the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you catch the case number? We got to go bail him out.
No, he got out of jail, but no, they were talking to him and Emily about Three Creeks.
Yeah.
Of course.
Right? Their new farm is beautiful. I've seen them, but we haven't gotten together to, that was to great. Play. Sorry.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
But their new farm out there, it's a bit south of town, but it is beautiful, and it is perfect for what they're doing. Have you been out there?
I have, and it's
great.
It's awesome.
I'm super excited for them, and it seems to be flourishing the way they had intended. So,
I hope we can get some more music out of you and the Scrappers, though.
Well, we got shows on the books.
Okay,
so, good. But we had not but the Daves would get together occasionally. And the Daves have some shows on the books. We'll be playing at Cooper's, weather pending, which is looking good at this point. But
when's that?
On Saturday.
This coming Saturday, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. We were going to play on Tuesday, 4:20, which the Daves typically like to do.
Yes, I know you do.
But the snow was not really 4:20 swag, nor Dave's swag, nor Cooper's swag, for that matter. So
there was
rescheduled for Saturday at 2:00. Everybody,
yeah, that sounds
and if
great.
It's
actually,
not raining, I may come down there with a. I've been given the go ahead to, but I'm not going to do it if there's a possibility of rain. But I might bring out a little fold out table and a bunch of boxes and do a little pop up record booth.
Well, that's great news because I didn't know that there was something going on at Cooper's tomorrow. I think hopefully the weather will cooperate.
Todd J. Wade is supposed to play tomorrow at Cooper's tonight at Cooper's at 5:00. Tonight's Friday.
Yeah.
So Todd J. Wade tonight and then the Daves tomorrow. All of that is weather pending, unfortunately.
Tonight, I'm not as confident as I am for tomorrow, but we'll see. Also, I was looking for something to do tomorrow afternoon. I've got my girlfriend's coming into town from Illinois. In fact, she's looking to move here, perhaps, and I'm super excited about it. And maybe I'll take her down there to the river, and we can watch some music. She's never been down there.
Oh yeah.
Hi Debbie.
That'd be good.
I hope you're out there, baby. Drive safe.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
But no, I think Cooper's... typically, if I have someone that's coming into town to visit or whatever that is unfamiliar with the area...
Oh, it's so nice
Cooper's
down there.
Or really anywhere down there by the river, it's something that I think folks that are unfamiliar with the area ought to be introduced to right quick because it's kind of a big thing.
Well, normally I would be telling people what was happening this weekend with regard to music, but I'm going to let Justin do it because he knows what's happening at Cooper's at least, and I'm out of practice, so I didn't even look and see if there was anything else going on. Are there... I think there's a slow but sure there's some music coming around. I saw Blake Gardner and the Farmers played at a benefit on Tuesday night as well.
Correct. That was going to be in Rose Park, but they were
moved
able
it
to
inside.
Move that to the Blue Note.
Right. I tell you what, Blake, I give him and the band a lot of credit. They have, as far as bands go, they've stayed about as busy as a band could stay during this particular type of a situation.
For
just
sure.
Give them a hell of a lot of credit, and they're making great music as well. We'll get Blake back here on the show with us sometime soon, I hope.
Yeah, me and Blake Garner, I found out through a series of social media posts are of the same childhood music school in the realm of contemporary Christian icons like the Newsboys and DC Talk.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Birds of a feather, man.
Oh, man, I love it. Yeah, Blake's cool. I like him a lot. And the rest of the band's great, too. Jordan, I love him on the bass especially. So.
He's a goofy dude.
He's a crazy one.
He's everybody's buddy.
Yeah. All right, so... before you play another song for us, I have to say that this show is sponsored by somebody.
Well, let me tell you, while he's fishing for that, this appearance by me this morning is brought to you by J. Daniels Lawn and Landscape here in Columbia, Missouri, 573-514-9262 for all your lawn and landscaping needs. Just ask for me, Justin Hickerson.
Hey. Oh, man. You're not supposed to do that.
Am I not?
No, you can do it.
I just
play dumb. I always say I'd rather ask for forgiveness than permission. I guess it's the Columbia Missourian. Okay, pardon me. KOPN thanks its listener sponsors and the Columbia Missourian for support of our programming. Columbia, Missouri has been a community news source since 1908. The Missourian provides city, university, local politics, and sports news, striving to raise issues that illustrate mid-Missouri and its citizens. Subscribers to the Missourian can have the news delivered to their home or business, and copies are also available daily at newsstands around town. All right, now back to my guest, Justin. You gonna play another song for us, brother?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. What are you gonna play? Oh, okay. We talked about the Daves. We talked about Weber and the Scrappers a little bit.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about Fox Teeth. Is that still a thing, or has that been kind of put on hold during this particular period?
No, Fox Teeth is still a thing. We actually were able to rent out for the year a dedicated practice space,
cool.
So we didn't have to come into
someone's home or
someone's house or anything.
Uh huh.
So we've actually been practicing. We try to practice every Thursday, but it's more like every other Thursday at this point because someone's busy with whatever. But that band has remained on the practice burner. But as to date, we don't have any shows booked.
Right.
That band was it's like opening a big empty envelope in the mail because we practiced, talk about slow roll and slow cook. That band practiced every week for over a year before we played our first show. And the first show was a success. The second show, a couple months later, I was like, cool, we did this right, man. This band rules. And then 2 weeks later, everything shut down. Man.
Somebody.
But we're still cooking, though. More to come, for sure.
Someone's calling on the studio line, but I can't answer that one. Don't call on the 5676 number. If you want to say hi to me and Justin, you got to call on 573-443-8255. All right. In the meantime, yeah, play another one for us.
Okay.
All right.
We'll do this one is off of the off the previously mentioned Ridge Runners album. This is one that I did. For those unfamiliar with the Ridge Runners, there are three different songwriters in that band. So each of us had four takes on the 12 album song, and this one was one of mine.
All right, cool.
It's called Solitaire.
All right, once again, Justin Hickerson, Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia.
Struggling to sleep, and I still can't bring myself to eat. I got no strength left to stand on my feet. My mind's been racing, tangled up with fright at the possibility that you just might find a new man to hold you close at night. And hold you oh so tight, and nothing's here to break my falling down except the cold, hard, unforgiving ground ever since you stopped coming around. Now I'm weary and I'm rattling to my bones, and I'm playing solitaire and getting stoned. Sit and stare at the phone. Well, darling, won't you please come home? No use sitting around and crying. skin, and I'm breathing that brand new oxygen. I never want to fall back asleep again. Still I'm weary and I'm rattling to my bones, and I'm playing solitaire wishing I was stoned. And know the thrill of being alone, to sit and stare at the phone.
That's a beautiful one, Justin.
Thanks, Mike.
Wonderful stuff. Okay. Oh, so great to be back. Justin Hickerson with me here in the studio playing some lovely music for you. That one is called
Solitaire in the spirit. You know.
Fantastic.
I actually wrote that song back in 2011 or 12, back when Medici Pizza was still a parking lot. And I worked in that parking booth, and I wrote that song in that parking booth.
That's awesome. OG. All right. Let's see. What do we got here? It's about 9:40 or so, 9:42 on Friday, 23rd of April, 2021. Sure appreciate my buddy Justin coming down to hang with me this morning. It's
Yeah, man, this hour went by way too fast.
Oh, it goes by too fast, I know. That's all right, though. We'll make the most of it here. We got a little bit of time left. We got a couple things happening, apparently, at Cooper's Landing. Todd Day Waite tonight, if the weather holds out.
Correct,
probably,
yeah.
What's that, 6 or 7 o'clock probably? You usually start a little bit earlier out there.
He's supposed to play 5 to 8, I believe.
Okay.
But, I mean, if you'd like to go to that or are planning to go to that, just stay tuned to the Facebook event or wherever you're following the event, because... I mean, those times are certainly subject to change.
Yeah, definitely on their calendar, though, still. Todd Day Waite, 5 to 8 tonight. And we got the Daves tomorrow, 2 to 5.
Correct.
And that will include my guest this morning, Justin Hickerson, on drums, I'm guessing.
That's me, yeah.
All right. How many Daves are going to be there?
At least 5 of us. I know Dave, me, Tony, Al, and I think Paul's going to be there, too.
Wow.
So if there's 6 of us, we call that a... The Super Dave, Dave Supremo Daves.
Okay, I wonder if they've been doing it. I don't think they've been doing much at the Roachport General Store, but they may be getting back in business. Let's take a quick look here and see if they're doing anything at the store.
And I don't know if they have anything going on at Rose tonight or not either.
We'll check that one too. Rose Music Hall. Upcoming events at Rose. No, nothing on the calendar for Rose right now. I take that back. Move to the Blue Note. That was April. That's tonight. Okay, so tonight the Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band.
Oh, Rev, I didn't know that was tonight. I knew they were coming into town.
I feel like John and Andy ran around with them for a while. Didn't
they? They tour a whole bunch. And do you know Molly Jean, the one
sure.
Woman band? She used to run do guitar tech for them from time to time.
That's,
too.
Yeah.
And then oh heck, what's his name? That's their tour manager now. That's from around here. Doc Ellis band, saxophone
Doc
player.
Doc Ellis is like the major league pitcher that threw a perfect game on LSD.
No. That's the best. Not Doc Ellis. Well, anyway, hey, yeah, why not? Reverend Payton, yeah, tonight at the Blue Note.
That's
well,
right.
Hell, I may go check that out if Todd gets rained out.
That was supposed to be at Rose, but that's at the Blue Note tonight. And then tomorrow, it looks like they are going to do a show out in the park. Elton Dan and the Rocket Band. That must be an Elton John cover, I'm guessing. Elton Dan and the Rocket Band.
Sounds awesome.
I miss talking about the names of bands. I need some metal heads, though. I need some metal band names because they're the best ones. And then Ruby Lane is Sunday, April 25th. So, yeah, it looks like live music coming back to life here in mid-Missouri, and I'm sure happy about it. So, let's see. I mentioned the Roachport store. It doesn't look... Oh, music calendar.
Yeah,
they still have the same picture they've had for years, if that's any indication.
The Roachport. Well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, man. Right?
All shows,
it works.
Due to COVID, blah, blah, blah. Okay, no music yet at Roachport. But anyway, we're making some progress. So anyway, tonight at Cooper's, perhaps. Tomorrow at Cooper's, perhaps. A lot of stuff happening at Rose and the Blue Note.
I think they're doing stuff at the A-Frame again, too. At least I think they're starting to book stuff.
Yeah, well, you can do it outside there. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think that the people that bought... Catfish Katie's. There's a new group that are running that place.
That's Vanessa Litsa and Co.
Yes, and I think Todd actually played there last weekend. I was out of town,
he did. They had him out on the outdoor stage.
Yeah, the outdoor stage, which is really cool.
And it sounded great. So
they
I'm
got
happy
they got is it they got any kind of sound system out there on
yeah,
that thing? I guess
yeah,
they must, but
it's a good one.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the specs of any of it.
But it wasn't a makeshift one. They actually got it set up there. Yeah.
From the ear, it was loud and clear. Mm. Sounded great, and didn't seem like Todd had any distracting issues up on stage.
Either. He's awesome, by the way. Todd Day Wade. If you've never seen Todd, super talented and a lot of fun, and a good storyteller, and he's real fun to look at too. He looks like an old cowboy.
Just got such funny jokes.
Yeah, he says you owe him $20. By the way, I think I just got.
I bet he does.
From Todd, and I think
tell him to just come on over and bring my boots and my hat. He can have his $20.
All right, we got some ransom blackmail going on here on Mike Radio this morning, but that's nothing new for us. And we've got Justin Hickerson on the stage here right in front of me. Let's see, we got 13 minutes. You play another one for me.
Okay, I'll do one more, and then we can...
And then we'll play some recorded on the way out.
Okay, cool.
Okay? All right, once again, Justin Hickerson in the studio with me this morning. Glad to be back here. It's Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM, and streaming on the web at kopn.org.
Gotta tell you that my biggest fear was one day he'd reappear, even after all these years. And now you're here. I gotta tell you I've been holding my breath, I ain't getting no rest, just sitting here scared to death. And holding my breath. Must have been 11 years or more, and now I'm standing here stunned, and you're walking through my front door. You're walking my floor. I had wished I could see you again. I had wished I could see you. Wondering what if any feelings remain, but everything has all changed. Yeah, you've even changed your name. But I'll be goddamn if you don't look the same. Was reminiscing on our days of fun, all the songs we had sung, things we wish could become undone. We were so young. Gotta tell you, I was not surprised that I was hypnotized. Had long been familiarized with your blue eyes. Blue eyes. I'd wished I could see you again for some time. I'd wished I could see you. Thank you. could see you.
Wonderful. Awesome, dude. Oh, I love it, Justin.
Thanks, Mike. It's nice to be in here again.
It is really nice. And we got the windows open, and we're both healthy and going to stay that way now. And hopefully everybody else is going to do the same, or at least moving in that direction. And we'll enjoy ourselves here. So
yeah.
What do you got going this evening? You might go out and see Todd, you say?
I might go out and see Todd if that's still going on. If the rain holds off this afternoon, I may go do a quick little job for a lady that I was scheduled to do, but had already had the conversation about it probably being rained out.
Today. Right. Now, you sort of went on your own now with work. I know that. You're doing your own thing now.
I've gone rogue.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Well, that's all right.
It's me and a mower.
Yeah. It's all right. Like you say, you can do your own thing. That's for sure.
It did. I kind of took the time last year with the opportunity of all the extra time to kind of sit back and, I guess, yeah, well, take my leave. Patrick, my brother, and his company that I was working for was at a sustainable level. Like, my absence wasn't going to be the end of his company. And I kind of wanted to take the opportunity that I could, if I could, to kind of reestablish like a new foundation, if you will, for what I can. Because, like, you know, for things like today, you know, someone else's business doesn't give a rip if I want to come be on the radio with Mike. That has nothing to do with anyone else's business. But for me personally, I try to like think of my business in a complementary way to all of my things as a whole, you know? Like, playing music might not generate the income that my self-employed business does, but it's nonetheless as important or more important
to me. Big part of your life,
and will get the same amount of energy and attention.
Right.
That, I mean, and this isn't financially, you know, smart, but it gets as much as attention and appreciation and my time as my business does, because it's a big part of
who you are,
me, and who I am, and how I want to represent and present myself.
You know? I think a lot of people are trying hard to be able to balance their economic life with their, you know, their life. You know, that which actually gives them joy. That would actually, you know, they actually can enjoy and things that they like to do. And it's rough. I mean, because money's like oxygen, man.
It's like I've been poor for a long time. So when I started getting depressed, I was like, well, if I'm going to be depressed and poor, I need to fix one of these things.
Right, you know? Hey, that's just gonna make it worse.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad I don't think you're depressed anymore. You're looking pretty good to me, and
I feel good. I'm happy. The winter,
and you got a nice shirt on there. You probably got at least a little bit of money, so we're doing okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Sleeping out in the alley, but hey, you know.
I can't tell if you're trying to pick on me or not.
What we need to do is play another poker game. In fact, there was a poker game, the first one in a long time, that I missed. I guess it was last week. You were there?
I was.
Can we talk about it, or was it X-rated?
It was a regular slaughterhouse.
Yeah, yeah.
Most people, I think everyone bought in twice.
Oh. And Canada probably walked away with all the money.
Canada and Elise were the big winners.
Yeah.
I got back.
There's some collusion going on there, I got a feeling.
Don't even get me started. But I bought in a second time, but I got back I didn't lose my second buy-in, so I was only out 100% what I intended to be out.
Well, yeah, it could be worse. I've had some rough nights there, so.
It was a fun game, though, because, I mean, like any other gathering shows, radio or otherwise, it was the first one of its type
in a while.
Well over a year, so.
Yeah.
So with all the stealing and losing and crap talking that was going on,
It was fun.
All right. Well, I'm sorry I missed
and
it.
Good spirits.
Maybe we'll make the next one. All right, we got a few minutes to wrap up. What do you want me to play on the way out of here?
What do you got there?
I got New Day Rising.
Oh, on there?
Yeah.
You can put on that.
I kind of want to hear 3 Days, to be honest.
You can put that one on.
Is that all right?
Uh-huh. That's an old song. I wrote that song in like almost 10 years ago.
I love that song.
Cool.
It's about 3 minutes long. Tell me really quickly about it.
Well, at the time I was a much younger man and involved in a touring racket, and the song was largely inspired by Adderall and alcohol. I'm sorry.
No, that's what we're looking for.
But
here.
It's the chord progression is as such that anytime I've tried to approach this with a band, it's rather long and drawn out. So I've never really played it out live, but it is a fun song and I enjoy playing it.
And all right.
And I enjoyed recording it too. So,
well, I'm going to enjoy playing it. And I hope the other folks enjoyed listening to it. It's been a pleasure to have you here, my friend.
Yeah.
I maybe see you, probably not tonight, but maybe tomorrow.
For sure.
In fact, very high chance that I'll be there. If the weather cooperates, I'll see you tomorrow afternoon, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
And everybody else out there, thank you very much for listening. It's a pleasure to be back. Stick around. Diana Moxon, Speaking of the Arts, coming around in just about 3.5 minutes. And keep it tuned here to KOPN the rest of the day. Great stuff going on all Friday and into the nighttime. Just really getting ready for spring and summer here, and hoping it's going to be a whole lot better than last year.
I believe so.
I believe so too.
Things are looking up. Knock on wood.
Knock on Formica. Okay. All right, everyone. Take care of yourselves. And once again, we'll catch you all next week. It's Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. We're streaming on the web at kopn.org. Justin Hickerson, thank you, my brother.
Thank you. Tonight.